very minuscule degree, we begin to see the rumblings of protests here in this nation as people refuse to give up that which they have gained through collective bargaining and God knows what else amongst the very things that are putting this nation into a state of ruination financially and otherwise. We watched throughout the course of the last several days the protests that are unfolding in Madison, Wisconsin, the socialist capital of the United States of America. Oh, you doubt it. Maybe socialism is practiced in Washington, D.C., but in so many respects it is a way of life in Madison, Wisconsin, a great liberal university, the place where for so many years the American Communist Party held their annual meetings, the place where Al Capone and his minions would camp out at the Edgewater Hotel out in the Isthmus upon occasion back in the old days. My friends, what we witnessed unfolding in Egypt last week is beginning to expand for different reasons, different places around the globe. But even at that point in time, I stated emphatically that I hope to God that people in this country would take a lesson from the people in Egypt. The only problem was in Egypt is they wanted change. They didn't know what in the living daylights they were protesting for. All they knew was they wanted change. My God, it sounds like America in 2008. The people had no idea what they were voting for, who they were voting for. All they knew was they wanted change, but they had no game plan. They had no end plan. The people in Egypt have yet to discover what that end game is going to be. No differently than the people in America have no clue what our end game is going to be. Welcome to a special Friday night edition of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I am your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. I have little voice left at this hour of the day as I've been on the telephone and using my voice for almost 9 straight hours now. Glad to have you here on this 18th day of February 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Look to Madison. Look for these same kind of protests to expand. The biggest problem is that this proposed bill in Wisconsin would strip workers of their collective bargaining rights. Well, I hate to see it all as the music begins, but stay with us. We will be back with much more during this hour, including a big surprise near the end of the hour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today. Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Baby, that sounds like a little bit of New Orleans jazz to me. Hope my buddy Richie's out there tonight. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I mentioned that toward the end of the program, we're going to have something very unusual for a Friday night, a preview of what we'll be talking about all week next week. Something that has become available to me that I never thought I would see in quantity, and it's the kind of things that many of you have been asking for. So stay with us. We're going to kind of give you the jump on next week. Third week in a row, Wall Street advances. I frankly don't really care. Dow Jones Industrial Average continued climbing today, notching its third straight week of gains. The Dow Jones Industrial closed up, what do we got today? Up 73 points to close at 12,391. NASDAQ up 2 at 2834, S&P 500 up 3 to close at 1343. Global Dow was up 8. Gold wound up ending the day up $4 to close at $1,390 an ounce. Is that right? That's what it says, $1,390. Remember, less than 2 weeks ago, we were at 1335. Things are clipping. Well, oil paired a little bit today, down 21 cents at 85.15 on the barrel. Ben Bernanke continues to defend QE2 on the global stage at G20. All I keep saying is, gee, why bother? What else happened in the metals markets today? Silver currently up 88 cents in the aftermarket at $32.66 an ounce. At one point today, my day, it started out at $31.09. Wound it up a real whopping up 88 cents, $32.66. Gold right now, $13.89.10. Platinum was up a dollar today at $1,832. Rhodium at a flat 2,400. Looks like it's lost a little bit today, down $30 today. So that's the kind of day it's had. Now, I will also say, for those of you faithful who go to the Republic Trading Group International.com website, you'll note I did not update a single headline, a single news. I was too damn tired by midnight last night. I gave up the ghost. I went to bed with the intention of getting up this morning and getting to it. Literally from the minute I got up and got the coffee rolling, my phone started ringing, and it never stopped all day, my friends. There is something stirring. There is an awakening going on. People calling with political inquiries and financial inquiries and liquidation and purchases and needs for consultation on major issues they've been involved with. And then late today at about 2:30, I get this breaking news. And apparently it's still going on, so it's not yet been resolved. But the breaking news I got stated that the U.S. House had voted 240 to 185 to block federal aid for Planned Parenthood. But what became even more interesting is the House is going to make an attempt to defund Obamacare. Now, Obama said that he will veto anything that comes across his desk that smacks of reducing Obamacare. You know, fact of the matter is that Planned Parenthood is the largest private, as it were, but publicly funded abortion provider in one form or another in the country. It's time they stand on their own 2 feet without government subsidy. These are the hard decisions that must be made. And when I got back, Mary Jo and the car were gone. This is the reality. Congressman Mike Pence, Republican from Indiana, introducing Amendment 11 to the continuing resolution that funds the government temporarily until a budget agreement is reached. The time to deny any and all funding to Planned Parenthood is now, he states. Every American should be shocked that an employee of the largest recipient of federal funds under Title X has been recorded aiding and abetting underage sex trafficking. Pro-life Americans and all Americans should not be forced to subsidize America's largest abortion provider, nor continue to provide federal taxpayer dollars to Title X clinics that engage in that abhorrent behavior. If that's what they want to do, let them fund it themselves.
Oh, but if you do, it's going to drive it back to the butchers or the back rooms down the back alleys.
You know what? Bite me. Bite me. Why should the government subsidize everything that is abhorrent to what I believe and stand for? Fruit flies don't bother me. Fruit flies don't bother me. Other stuff. See what else we got over here. Anything else I care about headline-wise? Probably not. Contemplating the State of the Union. Who's Bingaman? Well, what state does Bingaman represent? New Mexico Senator Jeff Bingaman. Another in a long line of senatorial personages who have now claimed he ain't going to rerun. Of course, he's been in office since 1982. Currently serving his fifth term in office, that's three terms more than he should have been allowed to begin with. Get rid of all these guys. Jeff Bingaman joins a 2012 Senate retiree list that includes Kay Bailey Hutchison, Kay Bailout Hutchison, Republic Rat from Texas, Kent Conrad, Demagogue from North Dakota, Joel Lieberman. An idiot from Connecticut. I'm sorry, that's independent. Jim Webb, Democrat from Virginia. And John Kyle. Now look, I don't have a lot of use for Kyle. But good God, if anybody was going to step down and get out, why couldn't it have been Johnny McLean? He certainly is lame. Juan McLean. Friend of the illegals. Friend of big business. No friend of the American populace. Governor Scott Walker up in Wisconsin ruled out a compromise proposed by a key union to retain collective bargaining rights in exchange for public workers accepting benefit cuts. Ladies and gentlemen, we talked about this on last night's program. You either hurt a little bit now or you're hurt a whole hell of a lot more later. The time has come that everybody needs to pare back. What is it about government or union-related employees that feel that they've got a right to their entitlements?
Take it away from somebody else, but not for us.
Are you out of your mind? The rest of us have already suffered. Is it not high time that those people suffer as well? I saw someone in Madison today on the Capitol steps carrying a great big huge sign that says, "Care for our teachers the way we care for your students." Are you kidding me? How does the teacher of today care for our students? Oh, there may be a selected few, but those selected few are being drummed out of the profession because they will not transgress. This is unbelievable to me. My God, our children are being indoctrinated by socialist idiots. By people who were indoctrinated by the previous group of socialist educators. By the way, postage rates are going up again. Not for most letters, but they are going up. So when you sit there and realize that you send a lot of priority mail packages and packages of gold and silver, well, on April the 17th, the day before, I love this, The day before the last, now you know this year for tax filing day has been extended from April 15th to April 18th. Don't you find it interesting? The postage rates are going up one day before the last day you can send it, April 17th. Now the basic 44 cent rate for first class mail stays the same. But folks, you can't send a tax return in for 44 cents. Postal Service said today that mail price changes it announced last month have been approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission. Heavier letters are going to cost more. You see, that 44 cents covers the first ounce. The price for each additional ounce will rise from 17 to 20 cents. It's going to cost you more money to send your tax return in if you wait until that last filing day. Oh boy, they just got us coming and going. These guys have run the Postal Service into the ground. It is so deeply in debt, and they think the way to care for the problem is just to keep raising the rates. Let's not tighten up the way they operate their business. It's monkey business. It's like someone I talked to early this morning. It's kind of like, the guy happens to be an accountant. And Rick said to me, look, here's my situation. If I am counseling a client who is running $1,000 in the hole every single month, and I'm paraphrasing this, I cannot sit down and advise him to have one less cup of coffee a day, because that's not going to make up the difference. That's the problem at all levels of government. They continue to live in largesse. So we'll just jack up the cost of that second ounce by 3 cents and the cost of other postage-related items, and that's how we'll make up the shortfall. Oh, please. Au contraire, mon ami. Silver. As we all know, gold and silver have rallied their way to hefty gains this week. But now there's a continued shortage, talk of shortage of silver coin. During the course of the week, oh, we got to wait. I got Richie's music coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in a couple minutes after the break. Huh?
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Kimberly found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's
1-800-635-1053. Much of my life has been spiced with romance. Too many bedrooms I slept in by chance.
That's one thing that I can never lay claim to, sleeping in a bedroom by chance. I was always very specific as to which bedroom I was going to be sleeping in. Oh, welcome back to Friday Night Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Jeff Bennett here. I want to spend a good portion of the balance of this hour talking about my personal favorite metal, which is silver. Now, I share with you that this next 35-odd minutes is going to give you some serious things to consider. The fact of the matter is the majority of the metals that I have dealt with for the entire week have been in silver. Not bad, considering that silver hit its highest level this week since 1980. All gold climbed as well. Gold was up 2.1% for the week. Silver, just under 8%. Yep. The reason? Bets that industrial and investment demand for silver will remain strong. Gold marked a 5-session winning streak on growing tensions in the Middle East. You see different reasons for each of the metals to be performing in the manner that they are. Gold prices finished the week higher as investors sought a safer bet in the wake of the intensifying violence among demonstrators and security forces in Bahrain, and amid reports that Egypt has agreed to allow the passage of Iranian naval ships through the Suez Canal. The metals markets are sprinting toward new highs, breaking through key resistance not seen for a very long time, especially in silver. Widespread unrest in the Middle East and elsewhere, as well as growing inflation concerns globally, are pushing more and more investors into the precious metals as a hedge. Well, I could get into what the silver for March delivery was. Basically, it was a 3.3% gain today. They tacked on 73 cents today to close at $32 and roughly 30 cents an ounce on the COMEX division of the New York Mercantile Exchange. It ended 7.8% above last Friday's closing level of $29.99. Silver futures are trading at levels not seen since March of 1980. And a rally in both silver and gold could be exponential if tensions and uncertainty continue to grow. And I think silver will clearly outpace gold on a meteoric rise. I'm having a real tough time. I told you going into this, my voice is drained today. So as we continue, all the stars were aligning for a new high in silver and possibly gold. On top of all this increased borrowing from the ECB and a real worry about Ireland, Portugal, Greece, and even Spain are causing many to flee into silver and gold as well. Gold, once again, on its way back above 1400. Gold futures rallied today, reversing from earlier weaknesses as reports that Egypt will allow passage of two Iranian Navy ships to the Suez Canal. That added to the overall uncertainty in the region. April gold was up 0.31% today, closed up $3.50 at $1,388.60 an ounce after earlier weakness that brought the contract to a low of $1,382. Did I say $13.88? Oh, well, I'm fried. What do you want? It's Friday. I'm fried on Friday. So, just for your edification, last week, gold closed at $1,360. Today at $1,388.60, a almost $29 gain for the week. Not bad for those of you who moved on early in the week. But then again, we don't look at this on a day-to-day or a week-to-week basis. For me, it's still silver. It's still looking good. By the way, March copper was off a 0.16% today, but it's still sitting here at $4,482 a pound for copper. And you wonder why churches in the Southwest are getting ripped off in the middle of the night as thieves climb up on the roofs and dismantle their air conditioning systems just to get the copper piping. Oh yeah, it's happening in schools too. Well, by the way, don't forget Monday is President's Day. Get your flag out and hang it up on the garage. But remember to hang that flag upside down. Let's see what kind of commentary you can get right there in your neighborhood. If you don't get a homeowners association fine for having violated their hokey rules. Well, I mentioned before the last break, and we're going to run out of time here in a few seconds, that demand for silver is far exceeding supply, and few, if any, silver coins are available. I took a rather large order yesterday for 1,500 ounces in silver bar form. These are 10-ounce bars. They come 50 bars to a box. Yes, those are available if you're interested. Very, very good price. I'll get it for you. The fact of the matter is that two of the boxes are on the shelf. The gentleman's third box will not be available for 4 weeks. It's going to force more people into Eagles. It's going to force more people into independent, privately minted rounds and other alternative silver mechanisms. I like junk silver. We'll talk about it when we come back from the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Been watching headlines for the last couple days. This Wisconsin debacle is expanding. Democrats apparently walked out and have left the state. These are Democratic senators and congressmen in the state of Wisconsin, because this vote's coming up about, you know, these economic issues, etc. And rather than vote, they just decided to pack up and leave the state, because that way there's not a quorum to be able to cast the vote. In other words, they're trying to force the issue in that respect. Apparently, there's something similar going on down in Texas. Is this how these gutless elected bastards are now accepting responsibility for the debacles at hand? They just choose to get up and walk away from it and not address these issues? This is exactly what a spoiled child does. If they're not prepared to stay in office and conduct the business they were elected to do and make the tough decisions, each and every one of them that walked, that refuses to do their duty, should be impeached right now. But albeit, that takes a long time. Might be easier to track them down. And in the words of Roger Miller, hang them from the highest tree. Back to Silver. There are many stories out there. Many of the calls I get saying, can you get Silver? I'm having a hard time finding any. Well, thus far, I've had no problems with Eagles. Buffaloes are maybe a week behind delivery-wise. The 10-ounce bars are currently out about 3 to 4 weeks before the next shipment comes in. 100-ounce bars, I've had no success in acquiring any consequence, not even one or two bars. There's such a massive buy out there for 100-ounce bars because of the need to melt them down and turn them into Eagles or Buffalo rounds or smaller, more tradable 10-ounce bars. Even little 1 ounce ingots. So there are a few of us suppliers out there that have not had any problem. Interestingly enough, one of the biggest metals dealers in the country, a company called Blanchard and Company, they claim that they, as we have had a huge increase in silver demand, but they're not experiencing any major shortages from their suppliers, as are we here at Republic Trading Group. The demand for silver market is experiencing is no different than in most commodities right now. Investors see more evidence of inflation coming and additional geopolitical turmoil and want to protect their portfolios. Silver and other tangible assets are excellent ways to do that. These are common sense words from a man who I personally have respect for, who's been in the industry a good number of years. And, you know, that particular company I mentioned happens to be one of the good guys, one of the very rare good guys out there as far as Bitcoin world is concerned. So these are the things to consider. Now, I want to take a few minutes and talk about junk silver. Okay, by the way, if you weren't aware of it, silver is up 70% in just the last 6 months alone. 70%. Do you have a single asset that you have invested in that has done that well in the past 6 months? Pretty doubtful, my friends. Pretty doubtful. I want to take a few minutes because time becomes very fleeting. And who's on the board tonight? Mr. Producer, who we got on the board tonight? Hey, good deal. Manny, do me a favor. I need you to pass this last one for me. I need every bit of time. Can we do that? Good deal, brother. Thanks. Got Manny and Bill. Bill's the new guy on the block, and I know Bill will do well because he's got the best training in him. Thanks, guys. Let's talk about junk silver for a minute. Junk silver, by definition, are old dimes, quarters, and half dollars, minted prior to 1965. 90% silver content, as was required by constitutional dictum. Now, here's what's interesting. There is an identical amount of silver in two quarters as there is in a half dollar. You have an identical amount of silver in five dimes as you do in a half dollar. And by the way, contrary to what Mr. Megaphone will tell you on another network elsewhere, two old silver half dollars do not equate to an ounce of silver. Simple mathematics, okay? Here's what else is interesting. Two half dollars, I don't care if they're Franklin's or Walking Liberty half dollars, you've got the identical amount of silver in two half dollars as you do in an old Morgan or Peace silver dollar. And yet, Morgan and Peace dollars are not considered junk silver. It's just a definition factor. And yet, that is exactly what it is. But let's talk a bit about junk silver. Among dealers and investors, there is this category that we call junk. Not the kind of unwanted material you throw away, but these are coins which were minted prior to 1965 and contain full 90% pure silver content, but in most cases are sold at or near their actual bullion content. But the usual method of buying such coins is in bags of coins representing the face value or coin value of $1,000, which contains 715 ounces of silver. People buy those as a hedge against the possible collapse of the economic base because no matter what happens, they will always have value, their face value or their metallic value. You get the best of both worlds. Now, a bag generally tracks the spot price of silver. If silver goes up 10 cents a bag, the junk bag rises about 70 bucks. But as time has gone on, the premiums continue to expand because there are shortages in silver in other arenas. We have continued at Republic Trading Group to attempt to bring some very favorable pricing to those arenas. And even though we've got, you know, prices posted right now on the website that says, hey, we're selling for this much above spot or at spot or whatever the case may be. You know, those things can change on a moment-to-moment basis, and I have to continue to go in there and make changes. I don't go in there and give an exact quote. I say this much over spot or we're selling today at spot or whatever the case may be. May have some interesting surprises next week. So the point that I bring to you is that these coins very likely have greater upside price potential than even a 999 fine silver bullion product, including an American Eagle. Now, at times, and especially during rising precious metals markets, circulated pre-1965 U.S. silver coins pick up huge premiums. I remember the time when those bags were selling for 35, 40, 45 times their face value back in 1980. We're not anywhere near those figures yet, and yet they're still selling for nearly, what, 21, 22, 23 times their face value? It's getting up there, my friends. These are the kind of staples that we like. We like them for survival purposes. A lot of investors buy junk silver coins as bullion investments or alternatives. Others buy it for survival purposes. Remember, we've talked about this. 1979, when gasoline well exceeded $2 a gallon, we had the shortages. Silver was pushing $50 an ounce. You could buy a gallon of gas for 10 cents a gallon if you had a pre-1965 dime. A lot of us, I think very rightfully so today, have a fear for the worst for the dollar, that it's going to be printed and become until it becomes worthless. And Ben Bernanke is doing his best. And so if that worst case scenario were to become reality, then U.S. silver, 90% silver coins would be used for the purpose they were originally minted for, as money. As money. A lot of times we can get as low as a quarter bag increments, but most of our suppliers will not do less than a bag or a half a bag. Now, that's the interesting aspect. Now let's take it one interesting step further. This is one that I have not been able to discuss with our listeners in a very, very, very long time. Longer than, to be honest with you, that I can even remember. Silver dollars. How many of you have called me over the years inquiring about old U.S. silver dollars? You don't want the MS certified, MS-64, hey, this proof coin. We're talking about being able to buy silver dollars in what we would refer to for a moment as this junk category. Now, that's quite interesting. Once again, the content, the value of a silver dollar, the amount of silver that's in it, is exactly twice what is in two old Walking Liberty half dollars. Silver dollars are, as we mentioned, not generally offered in the junk category because they generally sell for considerably higher premiums than the other category. But the accumulation of Morgan or Peace dollars is perhaps the ultimate in the collecting of U.S. silver coins for fun and, you know, for profit. Peace dollars find enthusiasts, and full peace collections can be very valuable. But again, it's the coins, and of course, in the best condition, which offer the greatest potential for increase. But we don't. It's not that I don't have the ability to. You want to talk to me about building a marvelous, full, complete set of Morgan or Peace dollars in high-grade, MS-certified condition? I would be ecstatic to talk with you. Obviously, you better plan on having pretty deep pockets because a very high-grade, complete collection ain't going to be cheap in either of those two categories. But let's go down another route for a minute. I want to talk about Peace dollars today. They are a more affordable alternative to Morgan dollars. Value-wise, we can buy these for much closer to their junk silver rate, as it were. And we're going to be able to do some things for you tonight and throughout most of next week, so long as the supplies last, that is going to blow your mind for those of you who have been looking for this stuff. Bags or partial bags of United States issued 90% Peace silver dollars. The very coin that I first began to sit down and glean out of a bag in 1958. The Peace dollar. As my grandfather and I sat in that bank in Maquoneago, Wisconsin, just down the road from Madison, where all this garbage is going on today. We begin to hand select these coins out of a bag and put together full rolls of 20. I've told you this story over the years to the point I'm blue in the face. I'm sick of telling the story, but it's a real story. I got a call from my supplier today informing me of a very special purchase that they've made. Let's talk a bit about Peace dollars minted between 1921 to 1928, and then again in 1934 and 35. Now, they were first struck in 1921, believe it or not, to commemorate the end of World War I, hence the term peace dollar. This coin almost instantly became one of the most popular coins in American history. Many consider this 90% silver coin to be the last true American silver dollar minted for circulation, and it in fact was. I've got bags available. Oh, I've got bags, and I've got partial bags available. Yeah, they're highly collectible coins. They offer several investment advantages in addition to their known numismatic value. Each bag that we're going to provide you is going to contain a sizable quantity of actual silver, all of which the peace dollar was a silver coin. 90% silver content. Now, I'm looking at the website of a huge, nationally recognized dealer. One of their areas of specialty happens to be bags of peace silver dollars. Now, I want you to consider some of these advantages to peace dollars. They are U.S. legal tender. Unlike a 1 ounce round or an American Eagle's got a legal tender status, but under very nefarious circumstances. These silver dollars could be effective as smaller increments for barter. They're highly portable, easily liquidated because they're recognized on the world markets. And by the way, each one of our bags is being carefully gone through to make sure that we don't get any of that chinky-dink counterfeit stuff. That'll happen before that bag is ever put together and shipped to you. And 9 chances out of 10, there's going to be a massive mixture of dates in these coins. Here's the interesting thing. This nationally recognized dealer, I mean, these guys are known for being, you know, down and dirty with their prices. But I'll tell you something. Every time I come on the air with a Bob Chapman special or just some other unadvertised offering, I go check these guys out to see what they're doing. And I beat them every time. Oh, it's real easy just to drop your price below what they've got pinned in. But these guys who are so allegedly inexpensive, and what a great way to go, I'm always underneath these guys. And in just a few minutes, you're going to find out just how much underneath. Now, here's what we're going to do. Remember, these are bags of 90% silver United States dollars, the peace dollar, minted ostensibly from 1921 to 1935. Some of you listening, well, those are the coins of your youth. Simple mathematics, isn't it? I'm going to make these available in a full bag increment, which is 1,000 peace dollars. I'm going to make it available in a half bag increment, which is $500 face. A quarter bag, $250 face value. That means 250 silver dollars. And also a tenth of a bag. Now, here's what's interesting. When you buy a bag of 90% junk silver in dimes, quarters, or halves, don't ask me why this works out. It is considered within the industry that you're getting 715 ounces of silver content. Oh, by the way, this national company, the peace dollars that they're offering are what they call VG, or very good condition. On a numerical scale of 1 to 70, which is the scaling system of coins. Do you know what that number equates to? I got to pull my book because I want to make sure I'm quoting you properly. If it's in very good condition... No. Break that. Get it out of there. Very good is like a number 8. A number 8, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to offer you XF to AU coins. Extra fine to about uncirculated. You're going to be in the mid to upper 40s as far as grading is concerned if you understand that. But we don't care about that. Listen to these numbers. If you're interested and you want to look at smaller quantities, yes, I will sell individual rolls, 20 coins. Okay, we'll get to that in just a minute. But listen to this. Make a note. I'm going to offer you $100 face value of peace dollars, XF to AU condition, for $3,100. My competition is at $3,232. That's a $132 savings for those 100 coins. That's over a dollar savings per coin. $250 face value. This is a quarter bag, a full quarter bag of 250 piece silver dollars at $7,500. My competitor, Mr. Super Discount on the Peace Dollars, is at $7,961. That's a $461 difference in the price. I'm going to offer you a full half bag of extra fine to about uncirculated mixed date Peace Dollars, a $500 face value for $15,200. My competitor, $15,664. And a full $1,000 face value bag. Yeah, you're going to pay more for silver dollars than you will the halves and the quarters and the dimes. Highly desirable. Amazing. A full $1,000 face value. That's 1,000 old peace dollars. Big, heavy, bold Americana in your hand. Comprised of 90% silver content for $29,900. My competition at $30,843. That is, what is that, $943 more expensive than you can get this package for at Republic Trading Group? Now, there's a wide range here for everybody. Now, I'll make individual rolls available to you at $650 per roll of 20 coins. My competition, $707. Republic Trading is working hard to earn your business, to keep your business. This is how you help support this network, to keep us going and keep us growing. And you know what? I'm going to do something interesting. This is something we don't normally do on the weekends, my friends. But I'm not waiting till Tuesday. If you are not a subscriber to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster Newsletter, if you're ready for a renewal on your subscription, I don't mean your subscription is going to expire 2-3 years down the road and you want to pick up another freebie. We can't continue to absorb to eat that stuff. This network needs funds, and we need them now. Do you want to purchase the $100 face value? I can't do anything for you, but buying the quarter bag or above, I will include a full 1 year's paid subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster Newsletter. Whether that goes to you or you want to do it as a gift subscription, or if you tell me your other subscription is about to expire within 2 months, then I'll extend that to you free at no additional cost. Now, there is a shipping cost here. No matter which package you purchase tonight, it will be a flat $25 shipping and handling. There is no way that I can ship you 773 ounces of silver dollar coinage for $25. My shipper is subsidizing. He's picking up the insurance, we're picking up the postage, or you're picking up the postage. All weekend, I'm going to make myself available, but don't jerk around. I strongly invite you to call us at Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898. You know what? I'm going to be in the office working all night tonight. 1-800-691-7898. Talk to me about the Peace Dollars. Let's select the package that fits your budget. If it's easier to reach me by email, then send me an email. gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. You can find it right on the front of the website. Scroll down to the right where it says contact us. Duh, click on the gold lettering that's got the email address. Send me an email. Let me know you'd like to talk to me about the Peace Dollars. Give me your phone number. I'll call you. After all, when you call the 800 number, it costs the network money. But I can call you for nothing. Let's save your nickels and dimes. Oh, yeah, I'm a penny pincher, and I want to help you do the same thing. I'm going to tell you something, my friends. Coins and products of this type, peace dollars, are not based just on the daily market price of silver. In some cases, the rarity factor comes in. But I'm not selling rarity. These coins are valued at a much higher rate than just their junk silver factor, but I'm bringing it to you at a whole new level. I'm saving you money every step of the way. You go look at the website of this other company, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. You can start digging around and dig it out yourself. They are big. They are huge. They've spent more time in and out of court for non-delivery and 8, 10, 12-week delivery. My buddy up in Minnesota knows who I'm talking about. I'm not only going to save you money, but these coins are on the ground ready to go now. So call me at 800-691-7898. Take advantage of this. You say you want to buy 100 coins, 250 coins, 500, you want 320 coins. If all you can afford is a single roll of 20 coins, pick up the phone and call us. I'll make it worth your while. You will be happy to add this alternative form of silver into your portfolio, and I'll be proud to serve you. About time for me to bail on out of here. The music man's going to crank up here pretty soon. Make sure I can hear it, Manny. Make sure that Bill knows I need to hear it. It's been an eventful weekend. Lord knows what the political world is going to bring to us over the course of the weekend. By the way, the 28th state today, Alaska, has filed suit against the federal government against Obama. You guys have a great weekend. Well, the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology. I am out of here.
You have got the lips that suit my taste, and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you, yes, I got you, I got you, and all that jazz, and all that jazz.
Gold, ever climbing.